Blind Cool Tech, number 10. This is a remake. Bookport firmware version 2.0 and software version 2.0 represent a significant increase in the value and functionality of the Bookport. We're going to take a look at the features and demonstrate how many of them work. One way to look at the features is to examine the What's New file for Bookport. Once you have the software and firmware installed, you can go to your Start menu.
Start menu.
Programs.
All programs P pull down.
Bookport.
GWRIC. Babbletech. Bookport transfer B pull.
And what's Bookport. New?
What's new with Bookport dub menu closed. Revision history, what?
And we'll go down to where it starts with talking about the 2.0 soft firmware.
And real commands. Tend for command. D add support for files written in spec.
Oh, that's content. Okay.
D add command. And real note. D add. Heading 2. Heading 2. Firmware version 2.0, May 2005.
Okay, the first.
D adds
feature.
A. Note taker link. And related functions to the unit's feature set. There are many note-taker-related commands as well. These include cut, copy, and paste commands.
So there's a new note-taker built into the device. This is a very exciting aspect to Bookport because it now allows you to use the device to take notes with. If you'll recall, in earlier versions, we had a Braille input mode so that you could do a search term in Braille, but now you can actually use it to take notes. So to review, when you use the device as a note taker, you need to turn it 90 degrees from its operating position clockwise so that now the flashcard faces toward you. And when you do that, we redefine the keyboard when you get into note taker mode. So instead of three columns of six rows, you now have three rows with six columns. And the row furthest away from your body is a traditional Braille input keyboard. So starting from left to right, you have dot 3, dot 2, and dot 1, and then 4, 5, and 6. The bottom row, the two keys in the middle, represent the space bar. Either one of the two keys will work as the space. You don't have to press both of them. Now, to the left of the space bar is backspace, and to the right of the space bar is delete. The far keys on the bottom row are dot 7 on the left and dot 8 on the right. You actually use dot 7 to capitalize the letter because you have to type in computer Braille with this device. It does not have a reverse translator built into it. Now the middle row of keys represents from left to right the escape key, the left arrow, the up arrow, the down arrow, the right arrow, and the enter. To begin taking a note on the device, press the three keys on the bottom row that are farthest to the left. When you do,
empty file,
you'll hear Bookport say, empty file. Now to take a note, just begin writing the note. And we'll write a note that just says, this is a demo.
T-H-I-S-A-D-E-M-3.
Oops, I made a mistake, so I'll press the backspace.
3.
And type an O.
O.
And then for a period, I use dots 4 and 6, because that's the computer Braille period.
Period.
I'll press an Enter to make a new line.
Enter.
Now I can press the up arrow to read that line.
This is a demo.
I can press the up and down arrow together to repeat the line.
This is a demo.
And I can press escape to exit the note and create a file named This is a demo. Before I do, though, I want to show you how simple this editor is to work with. So we can move character by character to the right with the right arrow.
H-I-S-I-S.
Or we can move word by word by holding down the space key while we press the right arrow.
A. Demo.
And to insert, we just type right where we are. So we'll say, this is a neat demo. So we'll just type in
N-E-A-T
space.
Space.
If we read the line,
this is a neat demo.
Now when we press escape, we'll actually save this file, and it'll give it the name of the first line in the file. So we'll press escape.
Exit edit.
And it says exit edit. We are now placed into the notes folder. So as I move from file to file with the regular navigation keys, our keyboard has returned to its normal operating position.
This is objects.txt, spanish.txt, mtdoc.h, surname.txt, lares.ht, last file, lares.html.
Okay, I'm going to go to the first file.
First file, ppdoc.htm, do.txt. 1txt, imp.txt, award.txt, menu.txt, danhaskins.txt, hello this is a neat demo.txt.
And there's the file that we were looking at. Now to edit that file, if you remember, we pressed the three left-hand keys on the bottom row to edit a new file from anywhere. But if we're in the notes folder and we want to edit the file that we're pointing at, we press the three keys on the right.
Demo.
And it puts us right exactly where we were when we exited. So we're right on the D on demo. We can press the right arrow.
E-M-O, period.
Okay, let's exit the note taker.
Exit, edit.
Now there's also a to and from notes command. So if you look at the bottom left-hand three keys, and then just scoot over one key, and press that, those three keys, you go straight back to the file that you were in before you pressed the new note command. If we press it again, we'll go right into that file, that last file we edited.
This is a neat demo.
And we press it again. Well, we have to exit the editor.
Exit, edit.
Then press the to and from notes command again.
Return to file, some can whistle.
Okay, let's continue exploring the rest of the features. There are, by the way, many, many commands associated with the editor. A read all command, a status, cut, copy, paste. I encourage you to read the manual to get more information about those. And in a future version of this show, we will be exploring the note taker in much greater depth. This show is primarily an overview of version 2.0 features. So let's press the down arrow. Remember, we're looking at the list of new features.
D adds commands to start a new note or edit an existing note.
And we already looked at that.
D adds the tend from notes link.
To and from notes link.
Command.
And the next feature?
D remembers the folder you were in when disconnecting from the PC.
Okay, it remembers the folder and your place in that folder now when you connect the USB port to the PC. If you'll recall, earlier versions of the firmware would always reset you back to the beginning and you had to go and find the file that you were reading. So now when you hook up to the computer and disconnect, you're usually right in the file that you were in before you connected. And I say usually because the way it works is that it counts from the beginning of the folder. It keeps the, you know, a count of the file number that you're in. And if you delete and insert a bunch of files or delete the current file, obviously you're not going to be back to the same file you were in before. Okay, let's continue on.
D adds support for files written in Spanish.
Yeah, okay. let me just demonstrate this to you. The bookport now has the ability to speak in Spanish. So let's go ahead and send a Spanish file over to it. I'll connect my bookport to the USB port.
Autopo. Sha. Cancel. Look in I. DZ.
I think I've got a file on here called Spanish.
Spanish.txt.
Let's just send that
up. Cancel. Button. Dialogue.
And we'll disconnect the book port.
Bookport 2.1 ready.
Now, let me find that file.
This is a big test. Spanish.txt.
Okay, let me get out of the notes folder, actually.
Return to file. Sin killer. Some can whistle. The burglar in the... Tech update. Instant wear. Bookport train. Armadillo. The cautious canine. Omerta. Desolation. Voice of a rip. Read web links. Speak more. Microsoft. Black lace. The black... Learning to use X. Night of the fuck. Villages. Last file. Villages.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to the beginning of this
first
folder.
File. Sabiscuit. Sabiscuit. Abduction. Plus. Dropbox user. Alice in jail. A deadly game. The Rottweiler. The Louis Vulgar. Fact about that. The amateur. Dropbox user. One. Notice is Rick. Buffalo Girl. Kiss me. Mike Wayno. Graphic
oh,
design
there
artist.
It is.
Mike Wayno.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the menu. We have to tell Bookport that this is a Spanish file. So I'm going to press 0 to go into the menu.
Volume 42.
And we'll press the up arrow, which is the 2, till we get to Spanish.
Speed, 2, pitch, 6, voice, punctuate, sensitive, minutes, spoke, sleep time, page number, set date, and file lock, automatic, lock, beep, yet, audio, seek, key, echo, yet, Spanish, no.
Probably should have gone the other way. I'll press the 6, which is the right arrow, to say yes.
Spanish, yes.
Then I'll exit.
Reading keypad.
Now when I read this file, by pressing 2, Bookport will read it in Spanish.
Muy bueno. Leer hasta el final para comprobarlo en vuestro partido político cumplimos con lo que prometemos. Solo los necios pueden reer que no lucharemos contra la corrupción. Porque si hay algo seguro para nosotros es que la honestidad y la transparencia son fundamentales.
Okay, so that's a very exciting feature. One thing you should be aware of, some people have expressed some confusion. The Spanish setting is a per-file basis, so if your current file, for instance, is an audio file, you know, the menu item will actually say not available because you can't translate a digital audio file into Spanish. All right, let's continue on with our new feature looking here.
D changes the behavior of the page back command, sub page. Earlier versions went to the top of the current page if you were near the beginning of the page.
Okay, that pretty well says it. One of the issues with the older version of the firmware was that when you fell asleep and the sleep timer may have continued on for a few minutes, it was possible to get stuck, so to speak, as you were pressing the page back key on a real short page, because the way it used to work was that if you were within a certain percentage from the beginning of that page, the page back key would only move to the beginning of the current page instead of back to the previous page. That has been changed so that now the previous page key always goes back to the next page, so it makes it much quicker to go back to just a few pages back when you had fallen asleep and want to get back to where you were when you last remembered what you were reading before you fell asleep. Okay, let's continue on with the next feature.
D adds more navigation commands to unindexed MP3 files.
Okay, in earlier versions of Bookport, you could copy MP3 files to the card, but it was very inconvenient to use them because you could not navigate through those files properly. Well, now with this version, we've added commands to simulate what happens when you actually send them through the Bookport transfer software. So if you're playing a digital audio, an MP3 file, whether it's a podcast or music, the 1 and the 3 keys move you back and forward 2 seconds, back and forward respectively. The 4 and the 6 move back and forward by 10 seconds. The 6 and the 9 move back and forward by 30 seconds. And then the combination of keys 4 and 7 moves back 1 minute, and the keys 6 and 9 move forward through the file by 1 minute increments. Also, the beginning and end of file commands now work on unindexed MP3 files, so you can hold the 1 key down for 1 beep to go to the beginning of the file, or the 3 down for 1 beep to get to the end of the file. Very nice commands, especially when you use podcatching software to download directly to a flashcard and then just take that flashcard and put it into your Bookport. It makes it much more convenient. All right, let's go to the next new feature.
D changes the extended statistics command to provide file size information in MB or KB.
Okay, so now, if you'll recall in earlier versions of the firmware, when you pressed the extended statistics command, which was the 8 for 1 beep while the unit was reading, it would give you the number of characters. Now it tells you how many megabytes or kilobytes. So it's a little easier to understand.
D adds echo keys to the menu to give you a choice about hearing the keys you type in. The note taker or with a find command.
So you may have noticed while we were going through the menus, I'll get back into them. I'll press 0 for
Spanish, yes.
And I'll press down arrow.
Key echo, yes.
So if key echo is set to yes by default, like it is by default, when you type in the note taker or in the Braille find command, the unit will echo your keystrokes. You can also set that to no and experience silent typing. Now the arrow keys, all your navigation and editing keys will still speak so that you can tell what you're doing. It's just that the typing keys will not speak. Let me go ahead and exit the menu.
Reading keypad.
And we'll press down arrow to see the next new feature.
D adds the back and next by time visited link. Commands for use with audio files.
Okay, we also added the back and next by time commands, and these are pretty much like the new navigation commands that I just discussed for unindexed MP3 files, but they also work in indexed files. And you control the amount of time they move. I believe that's the next feature.
D adds a new menu item, audio seek time, visited link, to let you control how the back and next by time commands work.
So there's a new menu item called audio seek time, and you can set that to 2, 10, 30, or 60, and that'll let you, that decides how the 1 plus 2 or the 2 plus 3 keys move, whether or not the file is indexed. It'll move back or forward that absolute amount of time. The next command, the next new feature.
D adds the amount of free space on the card to the information you get with the extended statistics. D increases
Now when you use the extended statistics command, the last piece of information you get is the amount of free space on your card in megabytes. So let's listen. We'll start this playing. And then we'll press extended
statistics. 27% of 1 kilobyte 1217 on June 20, 2005. File is unlocked. 194 megabytes free S2P S Rare K.
So I have 195 megabytes free on this card. Very handy new feature.
D increases the relative volume of the text-to-speech when playing an audio file.
Okay, you may have noticed that when you're reading digital audio and you ask for the time or some information like that, the volume of the text-to-speech was a little bit too low, and we attempted to increase that. It's actually still not enough, but I think it's about as far as we can take it.
Heading 2.
All right, let's look at the new features as far as the software goes.
Software version 2.0 May 2005. D adds the Fix File System Errors Visited link button to the Options dialog.
So now there's a new button in the Options dialog that allows you to check and fix your flashcard in case there are any errors on it. So that's probably the first thing you want to do if you experience any kind of funny behavior with your book port. So you just connect your book port to the PC with the USB cable. And then when the book port transfer software comes up, you go to the Options and then check for file system errors. Yeah, let's go to the next feature.
D automatically corrects file system errors before updating the unit's firmware under XP.
So that correct file system errors, that command gets automatically executed when you go to update the firmware, because we want to make sure that your card does not have any errors on it.
D adds the ability to synchronize notes visited link with files on your PC.
Okay, when you have files in your notes folder, you can optionally have them synchronized with the corresponding file on your PC. So let's go into the notes folder, and I'll just press the to and from notes command.
Para all hands are in the Westeros ideals.
And I'll press escape.
Edit, edit. mtdoc.htm, spanish.txt. This is a big test.txt. This is a neat demo.txt.
Trying to find my.
Hello, this is whipport.txt.
I've got a file I call do that's got notes to myself and phone numbers and so forth.
DanHaskins.txt, menu.txt, award.txt, imp.txt, 1txt, do.txt.
There it is, so I'll edit this file.
Blank.
And let me press
Robert Carter.
Okay, there's Robert Carter.
Blank.
I'll just write a note to myself that, question about VBR.
V.
Oops, made a mistake. Backspace.
V. Q. U. E. S. T. I. O. N. Space. A. B. O. T. T. U. T. Space. V. B. R.
And I'll exit the editor.
Exit, edit.
Now, when I have this note synchronized with the corresponding file on my PC, so when I connect now,
edit box,
a dialog will
file
come
name
up.
N, autotl, help, do.txt to cc, 1 of 1.
So let's read this whole dialog.
Synchronization confirmation, do.txt to cc. Select all A button.
So it said that my do.txt is going to go to the file on my PC, which happens to be on the C drive in a folder called C. So I'll go ahead and let it send it. You get this confirmation before it actually does it.
Dialog. Book port transfer. Look in I.
Okay, it did it. Now the two files are the same. So if I had modified that file on my PC, it would have said do.txt from C colon back C. And the way this works, let's go to the book port. We'll hit Alt F while we're in book port transfer.
Files F. 14 found.
To go to the file list, we'll hit backspace to back out a level. Then we'll go to the notes BP folder.
Dot dot.
I'll just type an N.
Keys dot T. Notes folder.
And I'll 39. Open that folder. Now, once I'm in this folder, I can do several things. I can send files from the PC into the notes folder, and by default, they will be automatically synchronized. But I can also go into the options dialog and decide whether or not I want them to be synchronized by default. And if you have one that you want to change the state of, you can highlight the file and then go into the properties of that file and set the synchronization state. So let's go back to the computer's file list with Alt-L.
Look in ID 0.
And I will, I want to send the manual for the book port into my notes folder in its HTML format so that I can edit it. So I keep that on GPro Doc, so I'll press the tab to get to the file name.
Edit box.
Then I'll type G colon back pro back doc.
Now look in isrnew.htm bpxnew.htm bpnew.htm bpdoc.htm 9.
Okay.
Of 100.
BP, was that BP line doc? Let me check.
Pointer root M T MT inf doc HT type B type HT doc MT info MT new dot HTM MT in BP doc dot HTM 9 of 183.
I'll press type enter to send it.
Cancel button dialog sending.
So now that file is in my notes folder and it's set to be synchronized, so anytime I change it on the computer or on the book port, it'll automatically go to wherever it needs to. Now, if you happen to change it on both of them, Bookport will ask you what you want it to do. It'll show you the dates and let you decide which way you want to go. Let me get back into the notes folder and also just show you.
Files F. 1.txt bp.html.
Now, I can also press the applications key here.
Context menu.
And hit up arrow.
Mark as not synchronized. Why?
So I can mark that right now not to synchronize.
Mark as synchronized S.
Or mark it as synchronized.
Retrieve T.
Or I can retrieve that file. Now I don't need to in this case, but any file that's in the notes folder you can actually retrieve back to your PC. So you may start a new note on your book port and then want to bring it to your PC later. Okay.
Menu.
Let's get out of that menu and we'll unhook the book port. That pretty well covers the synchronization.
2.1 ready.
Yeah, let's see what the rest of the features
are. D adds the synchronization confirmation dialog to preview which notes are about to be synchronized.
Okay, we already talked about that.
D adds the synchronize visited link button to properties of files in the notes folder.
We talked about the synchronize button in the properties of files in the notes folder.
D adds support for subfolders in the view of notes from the transfer software.
So now the transfer software also shows you subfolders within the notes folder.
D adds the retrieve visited link.
And we talked about the retrieve
item to the context menu while in the notes folder of book port transfer.
In the context menu.
D adds Alt-S as a hotkey to activate the send button.
And then finally we added Alt-S to activate the send button. Normally you don't need to do that. You can just highlight the file you want and send it with the bookport transfer software. And that's all you need to do. Okay, that's a quick overview of the new features available in Bookport firmware 2.0 and software 2.0. Thank you for joining us on Blind Cool Tech.